AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, Shy Jones, Duct Tape Dave, and Pink. Pink is here. How you doing, Pink?
I'm good. How about yourself?
You excited to be on Big Facts Friday?
I am.
You going to pop your shit today?
I am.
Okay. All right, so let's jump straight into it. We're going to need to get the definition of acceptance, the Webster's or the regular definition, and of course the Urban Dictionary definition, so we can talk all about acceptance. While Shy pulls that up, Dave, you good? Bank, you good?
Good. For sure.
They put you in the Olympics yet? You getting there?
I think when the next one is.
I think it ended this year?
Nah, well, I'm gonna need about 4 more years.
Be 4 more years
for the Olympics.
You getting it right though?
Yeah, well, I'm ready for the nigga Olympics though.
The nigga Olympics,
jumping all hurdles.
Oh man,
you ready for that when they do their walk?
Oh, for sure.
You can do that this year. You on point?
You ready for the walk? I'm ready for that day.
Yeah, Peachtree Road Race.
My boy ready for that. Yeah, my boy ready for that.
What we doing, Sha?
All right. So the textbook definition of acceptance is the action of consenting to receive or undertaking something offered.
Okay, that makes sense.
The action of process of being received as adequate or suitable, typically to be admitted into a group. That was two different definitions.
So it's kind of like trying to fit in, but also acceptance could be like how you deal with life and certain things. Shit like that.
That shit really got an acceptance. Should have been, it is what it is, right?
Well, let's see what the Urban says.
The Urban Dictionary says, this is a stage of grief where you experience death, whether from life, a relationship, a job, a dream. The stage of acceptance is where there is no ill will towards anyone, no regret.
The stage of acceptance, yeah.
No sadness, no desperation. You have to accept the fact that all that has come before in this moment was to teach you something. to propel you forward. It's all good.
That's it's all good. It's all good. What it is. Don't fuck with that, man. Because without that, you ain't got nothing.
So you want to talk about the acceptance as far as the inner before we talk about fitting in. So I guess what's some of the steps to bring yourself to that place to accept things? Accept yourself, accept your others, accept circumstances, accept the good, the bad. Like,
I think the first step is just to accept that you won't accept shit.
I'm crying.
That's the first step, man. Real shit. It is. To accept that you need to start accepting shit, man.
Yeah.
That's the first and foremost. Like,
if you stepped in them shoes, you need to wear them.
Exactly. Mm.
So a lot of people would call someone who just kind of accepts shit and shrugs everything off. The word for that would be
nonchalant.
Nonchalant.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, you're nonchalant. Sometimes people get frustrated by nonchalant people because they can't be bothered by nothing.
Well, that don't mean that they don't accept
it. Give a fuck, you're right.
But that don't mean that they don't accept it. You could be nonchalant and still accept shit for what it is. It's just that it don't bother you.
I'm saying that.
Y'all
saying the same thing. Yeah.
He's saying
like some people be bothered that you can accept shit they can't.
And eat them up.
Yeah.
Why you ain't mad?
Why you ain't mad that this is going on? I'm mad.
Why you ain't mad?
I want to do something about
how you keep ticking.
Right.
Yeah, how you keep moving, like. Cause niggas done move past it. Like when you, I feel like once you accept shit, man, that shit really is like a healer. It heals you.
Peace.
Like that. The Urban Dictionary said. Yeah. Like, so you gon' like people. I know it's unfortunate, death and sickness and everything. But what you gonna do? You just gonna stop right there?
Mm. You can't.
At the end of the day, it is what it is.
It is what it is, bro.
People be stuck in it.
But how they turn out? People who be stuck in that. How do they usually turn out?
They be in the bad. But they put them in a bad situation though. They still put you in a bad situation. Don't nobody want to be in no bad situation. So if you want to get out of it, shit, it is what it is. You got to move past it.
And you can't control shit. Can't control nothing really. Yourself, but you can't control nothing. You can't control what's going to happen, who's going to do it.
Period.
You can't control shit.
You can't even control how you feel most of the time. Like how yourself feel when certain things, like especially when it comes to grief.
Yeah.
Like some people, you really don't know how you're going to feel when somebody close to you die.
You're right.
Some people may go smoke. Some people may go drink. Another person may be sad and depressed for like a year, 2 years, 3 years. I think that's right. Within the
self. That come from
me. I think that's still a part of acceptance though.
Yeah, grief.
Anything, whatever.
Yeah. If you're doing that type of shit, smoking and drinking and trying to like kind of like, I don't know, fight the pain and everything like that, is that really acceptance or that's another word? Because acceptance is like I can deal with it without trying to suppress.
But if you already accept death, then I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you already got to understand the like.
It comes with life.
It comes with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if you know, to me, if you know a person, if you got a loved one in your life and they pass away, you know why they was here. I gave them 100%. I feel like that make it easy for you to be able to accept and then gone. Mm.
But what I'm saying is if you don't accept it and you start smoking and drinking or doing being out of character and doing a bunch of like self-harm, self-inflicting shit to create more pain.
You're giving up on life.
Becoming okay, despair.
But is that giving up on life? Like, because I don't know. Because I like,
if you trying to kill yourself,
because you don't want to live no more. Because that person ain't living no more.
Yeah, you trying to kill yourself. You're giving up on life. You doing anything? It's just like an accidental murder. Like somebody accidentally died. They like took some pills. They drunk too much and they went down the street, hit a pole. They ain't playing it. But they knew what they were doing, just try to see what this shit happened or something, just so they can go on. I can die too.
Mm. What you saying? You saying like a person that's abusing drugs or something?
Cause someone
after something happened.
Yeah, after something happened, like
they really got them. However it go, it go.
Russian
roulette.
They giving like up on suicide, but scared to really suicide.
Yeah, you scared to pull the trigger, just instead of just, you know what I mean? Yeah. They're going there getting a gun. They just want to do some extra shit, take some pills.
Yeah.
Keep drinking, get in the car, drive 1,000 miles per hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think people don't know how to deal with their pain. Mm. A lot of people just don't know how to deal with their pain. Mm. Some people, when they hurt, like,
a lot of
they get angry because you're hurt. Your feelings is hurt, so you get angry. People just don't know how to deal with their pain.
Mm-hmm. See, everybody like that until you start learning how to deal with it. Yeah, you start. It
all goes back to accept.
You right?
So yeah. Should you
end another day, not the end of the day. Mm-hmm. The end of the day is
accept it. Just accept what it is.
Yeah.
Should you Should you accept everything though?
You got to.
If that's what it is.
If you want
to
be okay with your life,
certain shit. If that's what it is, it can't be changed. That's the serenity prayer, right?
Now you're right. Yeah, you know.
If it can't be changed, it can't be changed.
Give me the strength to control what I can, what I can't.
It's like crying over spilt milk.
Yeah.
What can you do?
I'm just thinking about a moment. I'm just thinking. I might not have it. I'm just thinking about when you might be accepting something that you shouldn't accept. Like, should you accept defeat? Like, if your life ain't going right, you want to make it better, should you accept the fact that I'm at this place in life and just accept, oh, this is where I'm going to be my whole life? Should you accept that?
No, hell no.
You don't accept that?
Because that ain't set in stone, and this what that is.
You just accept
it. If somebody pass away, you got to accept that.
You got to accept that. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Like if your finger cut off, you got to accept that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I got you.
You might can get a, what they call it, prosthetic
finger,
but you'll never see that finger again. Right. It's gone.
Right. Accept it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to accept
things you can change.
And tribulations.
Things you can change. So if somebody's sad about a relationship, they ain't got to accept that because they might be able to get that person back. That's not necessarily permanent. You're saying permanent things.
That's how I feel.
That makes sense.
Like if I can't change it, I gotta accept.
What can I do?
If I don't reach out to this woman over numerous times and cried my heart off, and she started showing me fuck me, I have to accept that because that's what that is.
Yeah, you're right.
Like I can't sit here and keep trying. Mm. Like and I can change her mind. She already told me what it is.
You stopping her.
She like, get the hell on.
They even had to accept this jail time that came stalking to her.
Right.
You ain't accepted the fact that it's over with.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes you can accept situations that's not temporary. You just accept
them. Not permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly like that.
Like what you were saying, like you in a place in your life where.
Hold on, let's see what you say, Pink.
Like what he was saying, like you're in a place where you're in your life and you want to get to the next step. Okay, you just need to accept where you at right now. Accept where you at.
So, you saying like that's like content though?
It's not being content.
It is. Content.
If you accept that you feel like you want more and you accept what you got, that's content.
That's content.
Yeah, you content.
That's kind of giving up. I take it as you just giving up on yourself. You ain't just gonna take it a step further.
If you want more. Now, if you don't want more.
Yeah, if you accept your position.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I get what she's trying to say. She's trying to say like.
The position that you in at the moment.
Like what I always said. This is what she's trying to say, basically. She's trying to say like, okay, be grateful, not accept. She's really trying to put. You saying be grateful what you got. Yes, I want more.
Yeah.
But I'm going to accept who I am and accept the position that I am
I'm in right now.
Yeah, that's basically being grateful for the position. Because you're going to continue to keep grinding.
Yeah, you can overcome that and get out of it.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like a motherfucker that accept the position he don't want to go no further. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
It's somebody growing up in the projects or some shit, and they like, I'm cool with this. I'm straight. Like, this is it.
They being complacent.
Complacent and, like you said, content, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because at the end of the day, it could be worse.
It could be worse. And there's other shit out there. You just don't want to take the other step to go see.
It could be complete homeless. Or
they might not even want to feel no shoes of being a boss or a CEO or handling them bills and handling this car note.
Yeah, everybody level of success ain't the same. Yeah. Everybody level of happiness ain't the same.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, that's one thing you got to know. Like,
I don't want to take in, I have to pay the light bill.
Yeah,
you ever seen a nigga on the street happy?
They be happy as a motherfucker,
like free.
Man,
I be slick. How you happier than me?
Yeah,
I'm over here stressing. You chilling?
I'm trying to tell you, like everybody having is different, bro. Especially when you got acceptance in your heart.
Accepted the situation that he is.
I accept who I am. That I'm happy like this.
Right.
So let me ask y'all a question. How do you feel when people talk about accepting other people? Like, you have to accept people for who they are. Do you feel like people can, like, do you feel like you have to accept people for who they are, or do you could talk to them and they could change who they are? Well, not necessarily change who they are, but change their perspective or something. You
gotta just accept who they are.
Until they're ready to be somebody else, or a better person, or a worse person, or whatever. Hmm. You just gotta accept that shit. They said they need answers. About
what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
What if what they're doing is like not good?
That's who they are.
That's who they are. That's what they do.
What you mean? What you mean? What if they doing is not good?
Like, wait, they're just not being a good person.
What if they ain't it?
Yeah, like they just not it. Like that's like if you know. Okay, for example, you and Dave hella close. If you see Dave start to change who he is and do some shit that's like not good, do you accept the new Dave or do you now call Dave out and say, "Hey,
I'm gonna bring it to the attention, make sure he aware." Okay. What he doing first. Yeah. And then if he say if he aware of what he doing, like, yeah, I know.
Right. This is what I'm on.
This is what I'm on. Then I gotta either accept it or remove myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel that.
It's one or the other. I can't goddamn get mad at you for who you like. This is who I am, nigga.
Mm. You can always accept people for who they is, but you ain't gotta fuck with them though.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
That is a fact.
I ain't gotta fuck with you because that ain't who I am.
Yeah.
Like that's gonna goddamn fuck. You know what I'm saying? That ain't going to be right for me.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like lacking acceptance can create a lot of stress. But what about the other definition of acceptance, which is a lot of people basically trying to be something they not to gain acceptance? So it's kind of like the other end of your question. Like, if a person is who they are, then David said, well, I'm going to change this so everyone will accept me, mm-hmm. per se. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What about that? What's our thoughts on that?
Shit, that marketing, man.
Not marketing.
It depends if you're selling shit. Yeah. Personal, what it is. Yeah. Some of this shit marketing.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? You entertainment. Talk about marketing.
He's like, shit, I'm trying to get in around a new.
Yeah, rapper. Like, I might not like Jury, but they like Jury in this rap game. That's if market. I'm a rapper, they might not. I might not like the wear drip. You see the shit I wear? I wear bullshit. Come straight. I may not like the wear drip, but this is what you need to have to be accepted.
Let's take this for example, right? Shouts to Raj, Three and Jazz, they're in here. They are generally quiet people when they're around. They are mm-hmm. themselves. Mm-hmm. Now, if they came in here, was trying to be all extra and loud, it'll be weird, right? They just themselves rather than trying to be something that they're not to fit in. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely.
That's not marketing.
What you're
that's
what is that called? That
being
is,
fake.
Yeah. No, it ain't Dick Ride. I think it's
I think that shit is marketing, man.
No, I'm talking about you're not even listening. Yes, if Raj 3 and Jazz started coming to here being loud and boisterous and being something other than what they are, it would be weird, right? Bank?
No, that's not Dick Riding.
Can you ask her for Bank Dave?
My bad.
It'll be weird, but it's like it really ain't got nothing to do with you. Like it's really more personal. Like this,
I ain't got to accept that though.
It would be weird.
No, it wouldn't be weird because I'm the type of person. I'm gonna tell you like, what happened to you, bro? You used to be cool.
So you gonna call him out? You gonna call him out?
Like, you gotta bring cool, it to bro. The attention.
Yeah.
But then you gotta also realize that people don't be they normal self trying to be other people, and we done accepted that. You get what I'm saying? They might have came in quiet because they don't know us. Mm. But that ain't even them. They being that to be accepted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
but then you get comfortable, and you start getting cool. Now I'm being myself, and we looking at that as strange, but that's who they really is.
Yeah, Cash is like our extra voice now. She used to be quiet, but now she be got down. She got her own podcast within a podcast.
But that's who she is, though.
Right.
You exactly. get what I'm saying?
So comfortability is important. But I still think that it ain't, you shouldn't try to like be something other than yourself overall to try to fit in. But I guess if you're a rapper.
If you anything.
Or a character.
Exactly.
If you're a character,
you just gotta you gonna blow at the leaves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gonna blow at the leaves, but if you just you. Mm. You get what I'm saying? But you can't. That's why back to the subject we said the last time we can't take an entertainer as who they are when the camera's on. Because I could be in character.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I guess the podcast the closest thing and the rap shit the closest thing to you probably see people being they self mm-hmm. giving their real opinion. Mm-hmm. Other than that, people in people's life, people are being characters. People are doing what they what they following and or they fans push them towards. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All those comments, you go to feeding into that shit, you might not know like Jer. Mm-hmm. But when I put the Jer on, I made a hit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I put the Jer on, my video did 1 million views.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So now I'm finna pile this shit on.
Yeah.
I'm finna show y'all how to do this shit. And then that become a part of you. Right. It don't even be to be accepted in your mind. Cause you're not thinking about it. You just thinking about it. I'm finna hurt these folk.
But what about people? Let's take social media. What about people get too deep into their shit and do too much? Like you say, one person to do something, like a girl might show her toes. And then that works, so then she keep taking more clothes and more clothes and more clothes off for the acceptance of her social media following.
I think once again that's marketing.
Is it okay to do marketing that goes?
If I'm already selling toes,
yeah.
She toes making money.
That's though. A part of my body. What she the fuck money. Is my titties? That's the same shit to me. It's all on my body.
She making money though. It's just it's marketing.
It's all on my body, man.
Big Fast Bible reference. Banker said toes is the same as titties.
They is. If you saw, if you showing them in a sexual selling way,
it is. Yeah.
It's the same shit. You
know, I think one gonna cost way more than the other.
Nah, you what got you mean? Some that go crazy off of some toes.
You got some nigga that's what they love.
Like, no, I'm serious. Toe fetish is real.
No, dead ass.
It's the like, same shit.
You if, got people that go.
If you exploring your body or any part of your fingernail,
everybody in here would take their feet off, shoes off right now and show their toes. The women are not gonna feel comfortable showing.
They ain't
their
gonna
titties.
Feel comfortable because they know we ain't gonna feel comfortable.
Right.
But they don't give a fuck about showing them titties.
I'm crying.
They gonna feel like they disrespected us. These women wish they could just have on no shirt like niggas, man.
That's a big
who
fact.
Who made the rule, right?
No, that's a big fact. That is man. A fact.
Women gotta cover their chest, right? It could be the other way around.
Yeah, so oh, once, God. But once I'm already selling some.
That's
it. Told this shit getting slow.
Selling weed different than selling heroin.
Why you think them folk went from cheeseburger to Big Mac from cheeseburger to double cheeseburger to the Big Mac to the filet to the Mac rib
to the quarter
pack. Yeah.
Now it's an incredible burger.
But yeah.
Impossible
burger.
You get what I'm saying?
They say
you got to this shit. You can't let this shit slow up.
Yeah.
Like you see a bitch twerking first with some jeans on.
Then she realized
them jeans, them niggas really like, dang, fuck with that. Nah,
down.
Then she let that shit wobble in a little sundress, like.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then we shout, then we panic, then we OnlyFans them.
So, I think gaining acceptance is a gateway drug, is what you're saying.
No.
If you getting paid, I think if you getting paid off, it's getting, not acceptance.
Some people ain't getting paid on social media, they just doing it. For the attention,
attention has became the new currency. So at the end of the day,
what
if I get
gonna go buy with that,
bruh. Once I get enough buy. Attention, these niggas turn around and have a book.
You
the
are
same
not
bitch
for
have
real.
A book about this shit I just did, bro. You get, like it different.
Attention is.
I didn't understand it, and I don't understand it. But I see it happening.
Yeah.
Just like the dude who's in the court, goddamn. If you think I'm here to play with you, goddamn it, I'm not. That one little shit, he got a book.
Yeah.
He got somebody about it just off of that attention he got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They buying
something.
Yeah.
That is true.
Like, that shit different, bro.
Attention.
You
gotta
I hate it, you're right.
Just think about it. Like, people will give people with a whole bunch of followers. Everybody want to send them shit. They get free shit by just having followers. Mm-hmm. You got everybody that want to be around you just because you got followers. They don't care about how much money you got. You got all them followers. Let's hang out.
But when mm-hmm. they come to, in a sense like that, I think it's more so an investment than acceptance. Like,
yeah. What's the investment of them, like, wanting to be around them people?
Yeah, or just trying to go viral, like.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah. Being viral, then it's like hitting the lottery.
Like, changing your appearance.
Being like, viral is just like hitting the lottery. Jury.
Like, it's all an investment.
Right.
It ain't really true. About being accepted.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an investment.
Going viral is like a hit song.
It really is. Yeah. You go.
Because think about when these niggas go viral, then you start seeing them.
Yeah.
Just like what Big Boy name? Like he different now. He ain't just no comedy nigga.
Oh, you talking about
Who?
Homie that be Drewski.
Drewski.
Oh, yeah.
Drewski and all them niggas like that. Desert Banks and all them niggas. Yeah. Playing on the internet, mm-hmm. playing around and none. These are businesses now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're
they
right.
out of here.
I'm not
yeah.
playing.
You're right.
So these same folks sitting at home and ain't did nothing. All they man, they know all they man did was got in front of their camera. That's what they trying to do. That's like the new a hit.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that. They definitely.
So once you know me, now you gonna get to know me, mm-hmm. and I got something to say. That's all these folks done did.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all done got to know me. Y'all smelling my flame. Now I got something to say
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see me with the ditties and the. In the goddamn Drakes yeah. and all Everybody. That, it's up. Mm-hmm. I'm an entertainer.
Yeah,
that shit different, bro.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that.
It's different. Like we never seen nothing like that, but it's different. You niggas gotta respect every hustle.
Whole nother mood. They just working a whole nother mood.
Yeah, nigga gotta accept every hustle.
Accept every hustle. So are we telling people to push the limits to be accepted?
No,
no, you yeah. always okay. gotta be yourself.
I don't know how you get that
no,
out of that.
Gotta, yeah, no. Oh,
I'm
I don't know how the hell you
it's
got that.
Clarity. I'm not saying that's what it is. It's for clarity.
Shit, no, that's not what he said. Clarify.
Go from toes to titties.
Validated. What y'all said? No, I'm saying if you already doing it, why is you playing?
Got you. Don't play with it. That makes.
Why sense. Is you playing? You already doing shit for acceptance. Why is you playing?
Yeah. So if you rapping and you're on one type of whatever. Type of vibe you on, that you might as well go to that vibe. If you're gonna be the weed smoking Currency, Wiz Khalifa, I Live Stoner, weed smoking rapper, you might as well be the stoner. Don't play with it.
Exactly, because you already doing it.
Yeah,
whatever come with that lane you doing gonna come with that anyway.
Mm.
Whatever it is that you know, what I'm saying, if you saying you want to go to the Olympics, like bank. Then you need to do you 10 miles and 5 miles and the least five.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you gotta push that shit to the limit. You can't do nothing halfway.
Yeah, all right.
Cause now you ain't even accepted yourself as who you really wanna be.
Yeah.
You wanna put some little shit in, huh?
Or that you could even go there for.
Yeah, you don't even think it. You ain't even accepted that you great yet.
That's something else with acceptance. Like, what about people who not accepting their destiny?
Who smoke with your paint, huh?
Who not accepting their destiny? Like not accepting their greatness, like kind of running from it.
It ain't even that. Sometimes that be fear. And niggas can't even believe that I'm that.
Yeah.
You got some niggas can't even believe that they destined for greatness.
Of being the chosen one.
Yeah, be scared of the pressure.
The pressure. Yeah.
Yeah, the pressure. You know how much goddamn ridicule
or but hold on. But y'all just said it is what it is. If you the one, you the
if
one.
If you accept it.
If you accept it. Because you got
if you don't accept it, then you can be. You know how many niggas came out of high school better than Jordan or goddamn can fight like Mike Tyson, but they didn't accept it. They wouldn't start smoking weed and hanging with it.
They ain't embracing accepted, right.
Exactly.
They accepted something else. They accepted their demise instead of.
Now they chased something else. Yeah, they chased it something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
The wrong shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I finna say something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was about to say something.
What you think, Pink?
It can be a broke nigga, like, but he has accepted that he's going to be great. Like, I'm that nigga. Like, but eventually, I just know one day I'm just going to be that.
Facts.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. But what else in relation to acceptance? Can acceptance go with, like, physical attributes as well?
What you mean?
Should you accept your physical attributes?
What you mean?
Should you just accept your physical attributes? Like, if somebody say, I don't know, somebody's not attractive. What up, Jade? If somebody say somebody's not attractive or they this or they that, you say it kind of is what it is. So, should they accept that?
What? Like what? Just like, if a nigga saying you ugly, should you accept if you know you ugly?
It could be ugly. It could be anything.
Nah, because you could change that.
Okay.
How you gonna accept
you're
if
right.
a nigga call if a nigga say you just a fat ass nigga? How you gonna accept that you can change it?
You can change it. Okay, I got you. That's not one of them permanent circumstances, but you can't really change the way. You
but a nigga say black ass bank, I can't change that.
Right. Oh yeah.
I gotta accept that I'm a black ass nigga. I'm blacker than most of the niggas that'll be around me.
Yeah. Got you. Yeah. All right. Shit. It is what it is. Accept it for what it is. We're talking about acceptance.
What's the point of acceptance? What are we talking about?
We have to accept that every other episode Jay might be late. We have to accept that. You know what I'm saying?
Also got to accept that Jay just got off a flight.
It's all good. We have to accept that every other episode Jay may be late. We have to accept that, right? Have you accepted that? It is what it is.
That's the premise of the episode. It is what it is.
You know what I'm saying? Well, we're gonna get in where we fit in at. So we have accepted that.
I appreciate the acceptance.
Abundantly. I'm learning a lot of words fucking with this big fat.
Yes. We are big educating big. People.
Dropping juice.
Yeah, I'll be talking like Tiff in a minute.
Yeah.
I didn't even know which ones run with which ones.
We gotta bring Tiff to Big Fast Friday. It'll probably fuck our head up with some of them words.
I don't know. Nah, then they was just saying like niggas. I feel like, and this gonna be far off from what we're talking about. That's how niggas tell. When niggas get caught up in shit, that would make niggas tell because they don't accept what they be done did.
Oh, that's really how we came up with the word. Yeah,
they don't accept that. I did this shit.
Yeah.
Like, you've been lying so long. You've been lying to everybody that you're supposed yourself. To believe at your own lies. So mm-hmm. now you haven't accepted it. So
are you talking about, are you speaking on niggas that get caught up in shit that weren't really doing shit, but that were just trying to be in some shit?
No, it could be a nigga that really did it.
Yeah, I'm talking about niggas who did it
But tell. Like, it's like, if all of us go rob the store and I get caught, instead of me just saying, they in there like, Shy, you robbed the store, you about to go to jail. I'm like, well, shit, Big Facts, everybody else did it. How y'all let Bank scream, Pink, Jay, Dave wear glasses, get away. Like, instead I didn't accept my own fate.
Yeah.
Even though I put me to jail.
It is what it is.
I got caught.
Because whoever got caught, you put yourself in that situation.
It was fun and games when I was doing it with everybody.
Like, you could be somewhere lying to yourself so bad that you'll trick yourself into a worse situation. You get what I'm saying?
Demise instead of destiny. Huh? I'm just talking about
Exactly. You fuck around because you're not accepting. Like, just say for instance, if your wife leave you because of something that you know you cannot change within yourself, you have to be able to accept that right then and there. If not, you're going to go crazy.
Right.
You're going to be sound like the nigga who making excuses.
Yeah.
To everybody, like, because we see it too. But we, you know what I'm saying? Like, we see what she talking about. But we're, you. Versus you is in your mind, you retarded, bro. you ain't accepting it.
Yeah.
How many people know people like that? Be real.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, you ain't accepting it, bro. You lying to yourself.
To yourself.
And motherfuckers will hate you and be mad at you because you ain't finna believe a lie that I know not. This a lie, bro. You lying. You want me to accept that?
So don't accept lies. No, I'm just saying, you said it is what it is.
I can accept that you are a liar.
But don't accept the lie. But people will be mad.
You know you're a liar. We both know you're a liar.
Right.
So you want me to believe you mad that I won't believe lies that you tell me.
Right.
No.
It's big fact. Even if they telling the truth that one time, you just not gonna.
Bro, that shit is questionable.
That one time they only believe you.
Because it's a piece of the truth.
Yeah.
I did not know. I ain't gonna lie. Till today, this conversation is good because I didn't know how important and how peaceful acceptance. I didn't know the importance of that word.
But that shit is important, bro.
It's important for your ease, bro. It's for your sanity.
Like any nigga, bro, who done ever been fucked up. Locked up, anything. Them niggas, when them niggas be like, bro, that shit was the best play for me because they reach acceptance. Like, okay, I fucked up.
Letting go.
Let me find out how to live this life and adapt.
Once you get locked up, it ain't no way around that.
But niggas who can't accept it, they call, bitch, what you doing? Where you at? No, you gotta accept that. It's time for me to live a different life now.
Yeah. Nigga in that fine air.
They'll make you tell it. Because you have not accepted it.
Because honestly, you just fine with yourself. You ain't fine with nobody. You just fine with yourself.
Because everybody else have accepted it.
Yeah. Except you.
He's gone.
He's gone.
That shit, just how that shit be, bro?
Out of sight, out of mind.
So it goes right back to the beginning. You got to accept yourself. Like, you gotta have acceptance within yourself first.
You say anything when you first wake up, bro. That's the number one.
What you say,
Pink, when you first wake up? Bro, that's just a gift of the curse, because I be like that, bro. I just, nigga be thinking like, bro, this nigga don't give a fuck about nothing. I do. I give a fuck about everything. But I know with what me giving a fuck about that ain't gonna help nothing.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
Me giving a fuck about this right here is gonna stop this. So that is what that is. God bless that situation, but this what this is. They said they need Elsa's.
About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. We create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
People will be mad because you can accept it then. They just can't. Like, it can be your own situation. Like, and people will be like, you ain't mad or why you ain't? Like, shit, it is what it is.
Exactly. Like, it's like, motherfucker, won't you be mad at him?
Want me to be mad? Like,
yeah, the moral of the story is it is what it is. Take it how it go. Take it how it come. Take it how it don't come.
But if you don't, you'll put yourself in a situation where you...
Very bad.
Always blaming the next motherfucker. Mm. Don't be the motherfucker that always blaming the next motherfucker for their situation.
Excuses.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, because I don't accept that... I didn't work hard for my shit.
Mm-hmm.
All I can say is what Jay didn't do. If I'd had a better manager, I could have been Drake. Me saying this. No. Mm. I had one song, try it out. But I could have been Drake if I had somebody else handling my business. Bro, you lying. Run to your damn self. You ain't even recorded the 10 songs your whole life. You have no acceptance.
Yeah.
It so believes that. It believes that. Like, bitch, held me back. How?
Acceptance,
buddy,
acceptance
what did you do?
Acceptance in the same family as accountability, then, for sure.
Exactly, because you got motherfucker tell you everything that you didn't do. That's all I can see is what you didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see that I only recorded 6 songs in my whole life, damn near. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't see that I never been to a studio. Really? the my old sense. Whatever it come into being, that artist that you try to be, I'ma blame it on everything. I shouldn't have fought with Del Jam. I knew I shouldn't have fought with them folk. How?
Right. Because what it was going on, it was the greatest shit. The greatest shit ever. You know what I'm saying?
And that shit hold you back.
What? The lack
not
of
accepting. Not having accountability, bro, of your actions. If you... Accountability and acceptance, that shit got to go hand in hand.
It's hand in hand because you got to have accountability first.
Yeah, like if I ain't, I don't know, bro. Nigga blessed, bro. Nigga blessed is just know like it's on me. I got to eat that. That's what we call it.
No matter what the situation is, like you could be in a situation where somebody really did something to you, but it's just like. Somewhere in there, I did something to put myself in this situation. Like, I ain't gonna blame any person. Like, oh, they just robbed me. No, put myself in this situation somehow, some way, to get robbed. What, Pink?
I knew I should have been over here trying to buy those 3-5.
I just never should have. My mind told me, like, however it go.
Yeah. Facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Accountability first.
And now you gotta
I did something. Yeah.
Just because you accept things don't mean you can't react to.
Right.
To
right.
But you still gotta put yourself hold yourself accountable off the rip.
Right. Consequences, for all the consequences.
Yeah, off the rip. See, you gotta be your biggest hater. You gotta be your biggest hater, bro. That's the only way accountability and acceptance coming into play.
Mm.
If you hate on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, critique yourself. Like, even if it's good, it's bad. Some could be better than that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only thing gonna make that shit what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to my music from a hater ear. Like, this nigga can't really rap for real. He just got lucky. You know what I'm saying? That's truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm gonna accept that I may not be a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? I may not, even though my niggas and everybody saying, man, hell nah, bro, you know I ain't. I have accepted that ain't for me.
Right.
I don't even like it. Anxiety with doing shows and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But me doing that and I fuck around and catch a panic attack or some shit, now I'm blaming others.
Right. Jay,
You know it's gonna be Jay's fault.
Jay. So it's accountability first, for real, bro. You know what you know. You know.
You know.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, you know deep down.
You know.
Cause can't nobody make you do shit.
Can't nobody make you entice. You can't nobody make you. You know.
Do shit.
You know. People a lot of they self, bro. I used to do that shit, bro. A lot of myself by shit like. I ain't even. Yes, you did.
But it like once you learn, the quicker that you can accept to take accountability and accept the shit and just be like, it is what it is. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Burn.
Life easier. Like,
yeah.
Life is
it
easier.
Don't bother me. No, because it becomes. The quicker you let it be what it is, if it is what it is,
the more you,
it, that's you when it's going to be what it is,
and
bro.
You can go on into so whatever situation you try to go to.
I'm trying to follow that. I get it.
The quicker
you let it be what it's going to be.
It's going to be whatever it is. Because it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Regardless, bro, you can try to hold that shit.
Is that?
I didn't just catch up with that in her mouth. Yes, you did, buddy.
It is what it is.
She that. Huh?
It is what it is.
That's your people.
Hey, is that, you know how like phrases and terms sometimes like wear out, but that's one that don't never wear out.
No.
I've been saying that shit since what, 01?
Cause that's what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah.
It probably go back before then.
Yeah somebody done said it, bro. Somebody done said it before then. Yeah.
Shit stopped. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But see, something like that people like, a lot of, and this goes back to the whole acceptance thing. A lot of people will say it is what it is, but will still be wishing that it was what it was.
Oh, for sure.
You're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
You're going to do that. That's human nature.
Yeah.
I wish you wasn't that, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But you wish to yourself.
Until you just say it is what it is, period, and you know what I'm saying? Cut it off right there.
Right.
You're always gonna like be miserable and unhappy.
Not really. You can be you right by what you're saying, but not really. It could be it is what it is, but I wish it wasn't like that. Cause I got a lot of situations like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
But it still ain't.
But that wishing that it wasn't like that still keeps the situation alive.
Yeah.
And that shit, man, it just
but get what? On time, it is what it is. But you wish you weren't like that. It's some shit that really, it ain't what it is.
Yeah, right.
It ain't what it is.
It's just the situation.
At hand.
Like an ex-friend. Yeah. It is what it is, but you're making it is what it is. Because you can easily pick up the phone and say, it's pride what it is.
That's what it is.
Because if you wish you weren't like that, you can make that not like that.
Yeah. But if you wish, but it, I don't want to say that.
It's just like death. It is what it is, but I wish you weren't like that. That's what that is. They ain't coming back from that.
Yeah, but like with the friend shit, it is what it is, but picking up the phone and saying certain shit like may not necessarily be pride if you were the one that was fucked over.
Everybody feel fucked over when they got a disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
You think the person that you feel like that about don't feel like you fucked them over? Because they haven't accepted. They don't put something in their mind that it is what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Or you did something to deserve them to do whatever they did.
So exactly.
Or they just something feel like I didn't do nothing.
That's true too.
Yeah, a nigga can feel like that wasn't nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She tripping over nothing. And waiting on you to call.
Say, you know what they say about weight. Motherfucker broke the weight.
Real shit. All the wheels out there, but I think it ain't what it is when it is.
It ain't what it is when you wish it was.
Yeah, man.
I'm confused as a motherfucker.
It
ain't what it is if you're still wishing that it was what it was.
Okay.
Oh man.
That's hard. That's hard. But that fact though.
Yeah. I'm still confused.
Cause shit just is what it is.
It is what it is. Makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, but if you're still wishing that it was what it was, then it ain't what it is because they're still in your mind.
But can it go back to what it was?
It depends on the situation. That's situational.
Okay.
What you mean can't go back to what it was? It can go. It can be better than what it is.
I'm not.
It might not.
It can go back.
It might not go back to what it was.
Exactly.
But it can be better what it is.
You can be broke, rich, and go back to being broke. So you can go back to what it was.
But no, no.
Go back to being broke and then go back to being
rich.
No, no, not rich. You can go back to being
comfortable. Yeah. Yeah.
You're not rich. So it wasn't what it was, but it's better than what it is.
Comfortably
comfortable
broke.
Is better than broke.
Comfortably broke?
Hell no, comfortable ain't broke.
That's what I said. That's what it sounds like. If you go from rich, if you go from poor to rich, back to poor.
You said go, if a nigga go from broke, from zero, running money up to 10 million. Fuck it all the way back up to zero, but run it back up to $5 million.
Or even $100,000.
I see what you're saying.
You run it back up to five.
What it was.
Yeah,
I'm talking about zero.
$100,000 is better than zero, but it's not negative. 10 million.
I'm talking about zero to 10 to negative.
Oh, nah, you fucked up. Yeah, man. That is what that is.
Right.
I'm crying. Said, fuck, it is what it is. If you go negative from zero, that ain't it.
It happens.
It is what it is. So it was what
when
it was.
People get more money, sometimes they spend a whole bunch of we've seen all the stories. This is what happened to my shit. Mike Tyson admitted it. MC Hammer. Said I went MC Hammer. They admitted it.
But that is what that is. You coming out the hood, bro. You gotta fuck up your fur bag.
Yeah, and then they can
unless you got proper. This man ain't have proper. And I am not blaming nobody, nothing. All I am is a boxer. I'm not accounting. I'm not none of this shit.
Yeah.
I'm a boxer, out the hood, ready to fight. I want some money. Well, I don't know his story. I'm just saying how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like athletes. Like, if you don't do the right shit, now niggas learning through his mistake.
Yeah.
He back on track doing what he do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where Hammer at, though?
I ain't heard Hammer since.
Right. I thought Hammer doing some tech shit now.
Yeah, he back, like you say, he probably comfortable. He's still Hammer. He getting paid out this song.
Ain't nowhere near them ADM, though.
Hey, man, a lot of people don't blew it. Tyson done did it. A lot of football player rappers done did that shit.
So it's better than what it is, but it still ain't what it was.
Even if you go back to broke. But see, even if you go back to broke, when you walk down the street, you're not the same person you were. You might be broke, but you're now a celebrity.
Man, please, you worse.
You say you worse?
What?
But everybody don't know you broke yet.
How?
They don't know you broke
internet,
yet.
They know you broke when you broke.
Like, because how the hell you still the same nigga and you walking
down the street?
That shit don't even add up.
I can't argue with that.
Well, what rich nigga you
no, can't argue
be
with
walking
that.
Down the street?
I know. Like, I can't
hell
argue
nah.
with that. I feel like just like when you coming up, it's a lot of fake it till you make it. When you up there, if you falling, you can keep faking it to try to keep that image up.
Nah, that don't work like that. Niggas know you ain't doing the same thing you used to do when you had that money, Pete. You were doing something different, bro. You humble now.
Oh, man. I saw some shit you posted, too. We don't talk about characters.
So what? Oh, yeah. Money make you humble, though.
He said that money fucked up.
Nah, really, it's not exactly. Even money that makes you humble. It's the lack.
Oh, you talking about that shit with that girl?
Yeah.
What her name?
China.
Black China. See, she getting baptized.
I'm crying.
that money got away.
That money get away, boy. You can't.
You want the God? It's
spiritual.
You just get. You know what I'm saying? That
gotta
shit.
Church.
That's
the biggest it is. What it is.
What?
I'm going to get baptized,
bro. I got you. Gotta get this shit off me.
I'll do something.
She doing a boxing match too, right?
She doing a boxing match too.
Who's she doing it with?
Some chick.
Some girl from Bad Girls Club, I think. Oh, Natalie Nunn. No?
Nah, somebody else, but.
Somebody
else. Nah, that shit crazy. That shit was funny when I see that shit, bro.
Never mind. Never mind. We'll talk off camera about this.
Okay.
That shit was funny here when I seen that shit. That was funny. Bro, nigga ain't go to God, boy, about this money.
And that was right after she lost a little lawsuit.
It was. Like right. A week later.
Yeah.
But that shit. Pool, you know, I ain't laughing at nobody when they get to the ropes, but it's like.
But why is it like that, though? You know what I'm saying? Like,
who else you going to call?
Right.
Exactly.
We already
call
him God.
That's what everybody call him God.
they get fucked up situations.
You be up there with God on your knees.
You gotta talk to God when it's going great, when it's going good, when it's going bad. You gotta talk to God.
But you talk to him different when it ain't going good, though. You gotta talk to God.
And you make
when
a lot
shit ain't
promises to that higher power when they fucked up, and then the higher power bring you back, and then you don't keep them promises. Like, I promise if I get back up, I ain't gonna do that no more. I promise I'm gonna do it right.
And that's why they end up in the back end of the situation.
That's what I'm talking about.
Not right then. Yeah, but not right then. Like, they let you go and let you think you're gonna do what you're gonna do.
Yeah.
And then you just end up in a fucked up situation than you was before.
Yeah. Come back to reality.
Oh, nigga lying to God.
Oh, you know, don't do that, bang.
Like what? Saying what? Shit like what?
Man,
like,
if I let's say a nigga
like a nigga in jail.
I ain't gonna do that no more. I'm gonna
God
do right
know you lying when you tell that lie though. So how that go?
He for sure know you lying.
When he gave you the mercy. To lie.
He gave you enough
So he know you lying, right?
Nah, he just give you another opportunity. He's trying you out. He know you lying, but he's just trying you out.
To see if you gonna do it, how you gonna do it.
Yeah.
So you think he gonna have mercy for you if you did it, but you ain't really doing it how you were doing it.
But you ain't do it how you done it.
I was just rubbing niggas just to rub niggas, but this time I had to rub a nigga because it's criminal time. Like, I'm just in a fucked up situation where I need to do something for my kids. So, God, please, I'm finna rob these niggas.
No, not God, please. I'm finna rob
him. Let it go through for you.
Please.
Got you. You know I don't know nothing else.
Damn. I wasn't gonna do it no more, but
it's going to the kids. It's for the kids.
That's real conversation some people have.
I gotta do this, God.
Yeah.
Give me a sign. Give me a sign not to do this, God. Please. Like, you lied, bro. You trying to trick God. That's like, show me, should I go here? I'm almost here, God.
The sign.
Give me a sign to turn around.
It's a stop sign right there, but that ain't the sign, God. That ain't it.
Show me the sign. We get this scratch off.
Send me a sign, I should go do this.
Oh, goodness.
You haven't so far. That nigga's ass.
Everybody call you, ain't call your grandma. Hey, baby, how you doing? I just been thinking about you. Love you. Don't be in no trouble, okay? You on the way to a lick. That's the sign.
That's the sign.
People say call you in 30 years.
Right.
You said whoever you in the car, that store right now. Like, yeah, I heard from my grandma in 5 years, man.
He thought that she was giving him a blessing. She just blessed this lady.
That's what niggas think. My grandma just sent me my blessing. This what I'm saying. This shit finna go through.
Yeah, we clean.
This shit finna go through.
Damn, my grandma always bless shit.
Damn, I'm glad she called. I know this shit finna work out, bro.
He can do everything to make himself decide it's finna go
right. Validate.
Yeah, to validate.
To validate.
He reversed the wig. That's how he did.
Yeah.
What we doing, Screen?
Acceptance will bring you peace. I personally today learned more about acceptance, and I'm going to accept more. You know why? Because it is what it is.
Big facts.
It is what it is.
Yeah. www.bigfactspod.com. Big Facts Friday. We out. Salute.
Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Bang.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com. Let's get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.